Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, according to a preliminary report issued by analysts at IDC, Apple saw the strongest year-over-year growth during Q2 for the Mac compared to its closest competitors in the PC market. Based on today's numbers, Apple outpaced the competition by a lot with a 21.4% growth year over year. Apple's overall market share came in fourth place with 9.1%. In practice, that translates to 6.2 million units shipped worldwide, up from 5.1 million in the same quarter last year. Still, Apple lagged behind Dell at 9.8 million, HP at 14.1 million, and Lenovo at 17 million shipped units. Much of the overall growth in the PC industry during the second quarter was driven by markets outside of the United States. The overall industry grew by 9%, while growth in the United States was stagnant at 0%. But still, this marks multiple consecutive quarters of growth for Mac shipments as the Apple Silicon transition marches full steam ahead, with recent notable updates to products including the MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro, and the Mac Studio. In other news today, earlier this year, Apple pledged a $500 billion investment in the United States over the next 4 years. Now, the company is further expanding that pledge with a $500 million plan to launch an all-new recycling facility for processing recycled rare earth elements. There are two components to this investment. First, Apple will work with MP Materials, the only fully integrated rare earth producer in the United States, to further build out the MP Material state-of-the-art Texas factory with a series of what Apple calls neodymium magnet manufacturing lines specifically designed for Apple products. Additionally, MP Materials and Apple will establish a cutting-edge rare earth recycling line in Mountain Pass, California, and will work together to develop novel magnet materials and innovative processing technologies to enhance magnet performance. Apple says the investment and increased production will support dozens of new jobs in advanced manufacturing and research and development in the United States. Apple CEO Tim Cook says, quote, "American innovation drives everything we do at Apple, and we're proud to deepen our investment in the U.S. economy. Rare earth materials are essential for making advanced technology, and this partnership will help strengthen the supply of those vital materials here in the United States. We couldn't be more excited about the future of American manufacturing, and we will continue to invest in the ingenuity, creativity, and innovative spirit of the American people." End quote. The announcement comes as Apple continues to face pressure from the Trump administration to manufacture iPhones in the United States. This announcement, of course, makes no mention of manufacturing iPhones in the U.S., something that is widely agreed upon to be impossible. Apple's initial $500 billion investment focused on R&D in the U.S., chip production in Arizona, AI server manufacturing in Houston, Apple TV Plus production, and an academy in Michigan. We are sponsored this week by 1Password, the easiest way to stay secure online. Instead of reusing the same password or forgetting what you used where, 1Password remembers everything for you across all your devices and browsers. It supports things like Face ID, passkeys, and secure sharing. So whether you're logging into websites, filling out forms, or sharing a Wi-Fi password with a guest, 1Password keeps your information safe, synced, and easy to use. Right now, 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can try 1Password for 14 days and get a $20 credit toward an individual subscription by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to 1Password for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Next up today, so how long will Tim Cook stay Apple CEO? That question has come up often, particularly recently in the light of Jeff Williams's departure as chief operating officer. A new report indicates any big leadership transition, however, is likely further off than you might expect. Williams was the latest in a string of high-profile leaders transitioning out of the company in recent years, which often leads to speculation about Tim Cook. For example, we saw Luca Maestri step down as chief finance officer earlier this year. But it sounds like any CEO transition is still many years away. Bloomberg reports that despite being mirrored in Apple's biggest crisis in years, its artificial intelligence debacle, Cook has earned the staying power akin to other captains of industry. Bloomberg says that even though Cook turns 65 in November, there's a likely scenario in which he remains in charge of Apple for at least another half decade. There are also no signs internally that Cook is getting ready to leave or has begun the process of formally grooming a replacement. For a company like Apple, a CEO transition is typically years in the making. Cook first took the reins as CEO in 2011, so he's coming up on 15 years in the role, and it now seems very possible that he could stay in that role for a full two decades. But still, it's notable that Apple is on the verge of having a new CEO as soon as within the next 5 years. And based on the latest reporting, it seems that Vice President of Hardware Technologies, John Ternus, is the one set to take over when Cook does eventually leave. And he's currently 50 years old. So if Cook retires at the end of the decade, Ternus would be 55 when he takes the reins as Apple CEO. While that's still relatively old, and older than Cook was when he became CEO, it's comparatively young in comparison to the rest of Apple's executive leadership. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.